Okay, I'm going to be doing a quick recording, review recording of Daf Kuf Nun Hey. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is Lila Nishmas Avi Mori Rav David Siman Rav Yosef. We're on the Mishnah on Kuf Nun Hey Amid Aleph, about 12 lines down, Kuf Nun Hey Amid Aleph at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing how is it permissible to prepare animal food and what's forbidden in terms of preparation of animal food on Shabbos. Matirin Pekiei Amir. If you have bundles of straw, you are allowed to get rid of the bundles. Untie the bundles of straw in front of an animal so that it should be easy for the animal to eat the straw. Umefasbasin esakipin. So you are allowed to untie the bundles of straw. You're also allowed to spread out. Kipin is another type of animal food, so that the animal should smell it and want to eat it. Avolo es hazirin, but you're not allowed to spread out another type of animal food called zirin. The Gemara is going to explain what the difference is. Ein maraskin lo es hashachas. You're not allowed to chop up or grind up. Shachas is the type of wheat grains that have not finished ripening one-third yet. And you cut it for animal food, so you're not allowed to chop it up. Lois echaruvin, and you're not allowed to chop up buxer, lefrei behema, in front of an animal to allow it to eat it. Bein daka, bein gasa, whether it's a small animal or a large animal, because this is a tircha for no reason. We'll see why in a moment in the Gemara, why it's considered to be a tircha for no reason. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'charuvin ladaka. Rabbi Yehuda permits the chopping up of carob to a small animal because it has a very small teeth and it can't eat the buxer if you don't chop it up. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, hein hein pekin, hein hein kipin. So the first two animal foods quoted in the Mishnah were pekin, bundles of straw, and keeping. So the Gemara says they're both bundles of stalks, but Pekin Shrei, Pekin are tied up on the two sides, the two ends of the bundle. Keeping Telasa, and the Keeping have a third knot on the middle. Zirin da arze. Zirin was the third case of the Mishnah. That's moist branches that were cut off of an erez, a cedar tree. Vahachi ka'ama. This is the way to read the Mishnah. Matirin piki amir. You are allowed to untie the bundles that have two knots, one on each side. Lifnei behema, in order for an animal to eat. Umafasfasin, and you're allowed to spread out these things so the animal should smell it and want to eat it. Behuah din l'kipin. And that's also the same halacha is true for the bundle that has the three knots, one on either side and one in the middle. Because all of this is made for machal behema, you are allowed to work hard on Shabbos in order to have your animals have food. Avolos hazirin, but you are not allowed to undo a bundle of moist cedar branches, lola fast face, you're not allowed to spread them, lola hatir, and you're not allowed to untie them as well, because they are not really made for machal behema, for animal food, and therefore, by untying or spreading them out, it's considered to be that you are making them fit for consumption on Shabbos, and that is usur. Amar Rav Chista, my time at Rav Huna. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the reasoning of Rav Huna? It says, the Gemara, Kasavar lemitrach b'ochla tarchin, and Rav Huna holds, once the thing is already food, if it's already food, and now you're making it easier for the animal to eat, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But l'shavuy ochla lo mashvin, however, something that is not fit for eating, and you make it fit for eating, that you're not allowed to do, and we'll see how to apply this in a minute to the cases of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, "Hein hein pekin, hein hein zirin." He says the number one and the number three are the same thing, but Pekian Trey and Zirin is Tlasa. Pekian has had two knots, and Zirin has three. Kipin, the middle one, is Da'arze, is made out of cedar, moist cedar branches. Vachi Kamar, this is the way to read the Mishnah. Ma'atirin Pekie Amir Lifnei Behema, you are allowed to untie the bundles of straw in front of the animal. Aval paspuse lo, but to spread them out, you're not allowed to do that, because that's tircha shel tzorach. But v'kipin, paspuse na mifas fesinan, but this other fool called kipin, you're even allowed to spread them out, the cedar branches, you're even allowed to spread them out, because they are not considered like food. So spreading them out allows them to be eaten. And the Chachamim were matir this for the tsar of the animal. So says Rav Yehuda. Avalo hazirin lefas face el lahatir. But the zirin, you were not permitted to spread them out. Rather, just to untie them. So, Amar Rav, my time of the Rav Yehuda, what's the logic of Yehuda? He says the opposite. Kasava shivuya uchla mashvinan. On Shabbos, to make something into a food, to make it royal machal behema, but like untying the knots, that's permissible because of the pain of the animal that's carrying it. But mitrach b'uchla lo tachina. But to take food and make it easier to eat, You're not allowed to work hard to allow it, make it easier for the animal to eat, because it's a tircha shelo letzorech. To do that for the animal is a tircha shelo letzorech. So says the Gemara. The Gemara is not going to ask. Tanan ein meraskin is hashachas. So how does our Mishnah deal with this issue? So Tanan. You're not allowed to chop up the straw or the buckser in front of the animals. Bein daka, bein gasa, whether small or large. My lab charuvim doing the shachas. Ma shachas derekiche, just like straw is soft. Av charuvim derekiche, so too the carobs are soft. I'm a lo tarchinan ba'uchla. So you see that you're not allowed to take stuff that's already food and make it soft, because it said ein meraskin es hashachas ve'esachrun lefnei behema. There's a question that Rav Huna said you are allowed to soften the food once it's already food. And Thwam Allah Rav Huna, lo. Shachas dim de charuvin. Instead of charuvin like the shachas charuvin, ma charuvin da akushe. We're talking about a case where the carob was very, very tough, very strong. Av shachas da akushe. So too the straw was very strong. Therefore, they were not royal achila. And therefore, by softening them, you make them royal achila. And he holds that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. It's like a tikkun mana. Shach machum dakushe av shach dakushe. Says Gemara, heichem ishkach. Asla, how you can ever find a case that straw that's so hard? Be'ilei zutre. With young donkeys, it's very hard for them to eat the dried out straw, so you have to smash it up to soften it up for them to eat it. Tashma, the Gemara continues to ask against Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna was the one who said that once it's food, you're allowed to make it softer, but to make it into food, you're not allowed to. Tashma, Rabbi Huda mata b'charuvin ledaka. Rabbi Huda permits to smash up carob for a small animal. It says, well, ladaka in, lagasa lo. For a small animal, yes, but for a big animal, no. If you say that the Tanakama holds you're allowed to make food, but not take food that's already existing to make it easier, against Rav Huna, hainu dukama Rav Yehuda, hecharuvan ladaka nami shivuy uchlehu, that even carob, for a small animal, is making it into edible, into food. Eliyamas Tanakama savar. If Tanakama holds you're not allowed to make food into food, you're only allowed to work something that's already food to make it softer. Rabbi Yehuda demad b'churvan ledaka, koshken legasa. So Rabbi Yehuda, who permits you to smash up carobs for a daka, must be because it's already edible without it. So why is the only permit for daka, not for gasa? Koshken legasa, kavachomen should be okay for a behema gasa. Answer the Gemara. Mi savris daka, daka mamish. Who says that Rabbi Yehuda held daka was daka mamish? My daka gasa. A behema daka really means a behema gasa, a large animal. My car, like daka, why is it called daka? The daika b'uchla. Because it's very, very careful what it eats. It chews its food very, very well. Ask the Gemara, how many tani seifa? You can't say that. If you look in the seifa, Bein Dako Bein Gasa Mechlal de Rabbi Yehuda Daka Daka Mamish Kamar. So one says Kasha, you're right, that's a problem. Another Kasha. Toshma, come in here, proof to this issue about whether or not you are allowed to on Shabbos take food and make it more edible, or take a non-food and make it edible in the first place. So says the Gemara. Toshma, come in here, proof. Mechadchin Eshadaluin Lefnei Abahema. You are allowed to cut up pumpkins or zucchini in front of an animal. Veshanavela Lefnei Klovim. And you're allowed to cut up a nevela, which became a nevela on Shabbos. You're allowed to cut it up and give it to the dogs. My love, Tluin Dim De Nevela. Pumpkin should be like nevela. Ma nevela de rikicha. Just like the meat of a nevela is soft, after Luin De Rikicha. So to the pumpkin is soft. Alma tachinam bochla. What you have to do, Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, you're allowed to take food that's already food and make it softer, like the pumpkins, like the nevela. So you to alma tachinam bochla. What you have to do, Rabbi Yehuda. This is a question against Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you're allowed to make it into a food, but once it's a food, you can't make it soft. Amalachem Yehuda lo nevel demi didlun, go the other way around. Nevel is kemi didlun madlun dashune, just like the pumpkin is very hard. Af nevel dashune, so too the nevel is very hard. It's making it into a food. That's why it's mutter. Vehechem ishkachasla, how do you have a case of where that the nevel is very hard? Bibisar pile, elephant meat. Very hard. Inami, another answer, the Goyasa Zutre. Small dogs that even Basa Nevela is hard for them to chop up. So you're allowed to do it because it's making it into food. Tashma, the Tani Rav Chanan min Arda, Mefarchinan Tevin v'aspasta. You're allowed to chop up straw and aspasta, another type of straw. Uma'arvin, and you're allowed to mix them up. Alma tachinan ba'uchla. So you see, you're allowed to take food and make it more edible. So it's against Rav Yehuda, who said you're not allowed to do that. It's the Gemara. Tevin b'tivna sarya, we're talking about a stinky straw, so it's not that even without doing this, it's not royal amachavim, so really making it into a food. Or anas pasta b'ilei zutre, we're talking about the small donkeys who can't eat it at all. So therefore, by chopping it up, you're making it edible, and therefore that's why it's mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ein ovsin es hagamal below dorsin avol mal eaten. You're not allowed to feed a camel on Shabbos by taking a lot of food and shoving it into his mouth against his will. Below dorsin, you can't smash the food into the camel's mouth. Even a little bit less than the first case. Ofsin is you put a lot of food at once. Darsin is even a little less food. Still, Tichy say, "Avol mal eaten." Gemara is going to explain the difference. You're allowed to feed a little bit less. Ve'in ma'amir nesagolim avol mal'itim. The Gemara is going to explain the different types of levels of feeding of calves. You're not allowed to feed them a lot, you're allowed to feed them a little. We'll see why in the Gemara. Mahalkatin latanagolim. You are allowed to shove food into the mouth of a chicken. Venostin mayim lamorsa. And you are allowed to pour water into morsa. It's a type of chaff of the wheat that they used to make like a dough out of. Like a black bread, pumpernickel. Avolo govlin, but you're not allowed to actually knead that bread. You're not allowed to place water in front of bees or in front of birds in the bird cages. You're not allowed to feed them because these are wild animals. They feed on their own, so you're not allowed to feed them. You're allowed to put them in front of ducks and chickens and doves. Says the Gemara, my ain ovsin. What do you mean you're not allowed to feed the animal? You can't give a lot of food so that the animal lies like it has a trough inside it. The Tercha Yisera. Mi'a kakiai gavna. Is it possible to feed a camel with such a large amount? And yes. I saw a certain Arab, the Achla Kura, that he fed his camel a huge amount. Yatina Kura. And he also let it drink a large amount. So it says the continues the Gemara, Ein ma'amirin. What do we say? You're not allowed to overstuff the calves, but you're allowed to give them a little. Ezu yamrav izalata. How much you allowed to do? Yamrav Yehuda, hamra is lamakum she'in yichol lachsar. Shoving it in that the animal can't spit it out. V'halata lamakum she'yichol lachsir. And halata is if you just put it in a place where it could spit it out. So what did the Mishnah say? Right, you're not allowed to stick it all the way in, but you're allowed to stick it in where the animal, if it wants to, could spit it out. Rav Chista disagrees. Amar idi v'idi l'magum she'enichol l'hachzir. They're both stuck in deep, but the difference is ahavra b'chli v'al ata b'yad. That you're not allowed to do it with a vessel, but by hand, you are allowed to do it. It's not considered to be a tircha yisera. Ask the Gemara, Master Rav Yosef, Mahalkitin Latana Golem Vein Sarch Lomashem Malkitin, Vein Malkitin Leone Shovach Leonali Vein Sarch Lomashem Mahalkitin, says the Gemara, My Mahalkitin and My Malkitin. What are these two terms? Ilema, Mahalkitin is this Safile, Biadayim, that you gave the animal eat with your hands, Umalakitin the Shadile Kamayu, you just place it in front of the animal, Michlal, Leone Shovach Leone Aliyah, Mishta Kamayu Namelo, that implies that for the doves, you're not allowed to set it down right in front of you. Why not? There's no terech at all. El alav, mahalkatin lamakom she'eni chol lahachzir. Mahalkatin means you shove it down the animal's throat, it can't spit it back up. Umalkitin is lamakom she'chol lahachzir. That's where you put it into a place where it could regurgitate, could spit it up. Mechlal de hamra. When the Mishnah forbade this type of hamra'a, that's bekli. And the halata, which was permissible, is to do by hand. Which you have to derive Yehuda, who said, this is a question against Yehuda, who said hamra'a is putting it down in the animal's body where it can no longer get it back. Amalach Rav Yehuda, the Gemara answers, la'olam, really, mahakdin, the suffer labi adai. That mahalkatin means you place it in there with your hands in a place where it could still spit it up. Umalkitin, the shadile kamayim. And malkitin is when we place it right in front of them. It was a kokashlach this, you asked me, Yoni Shavach v'yon Ali l'mishta kamar nami lo. How could it be you're not allowed to put food down in front of a dove? The answer is Hani mizonosan lecha. These doves, you have to feed them. Therefore, you're allowed to place it down. Bahani, but the Yone Shovach, Ein Mizonosan Alecha. It's not your responsibility to feed them. They go out into the fields, they'll eat on their own, and therefore, you're not even allowed to place food down in front of them. Kidisalulent and a Bryson, Nostam Mizonos Lefe Kelev. You can place Mizonos in front of a dog. Ein Nostam Mizonos Lefe Chazir. But you don't put mizonos in front of a pig. The dog you're supposed to be feeding. But the chazir, it's not in your rishus, and you have no obligation to provide food for it. So now you see, that's another distinction. So we have a distinction between how far in the animal you place it in, can it spit it up or not. We had a distinction between a lot or a little, and now we have a distinction between whether you're obligated to feed it or not. Gemara is not going to bring a proof to this. Amar Rav Ashi Masis Nami Dek, proof from our Mishnah. Ein Nos Tamayin Lefnei Dvar Lefnei Yonah Shebashovach. You're not allowed to place water in front of bees or in front of doves. Avol Nos Tamayin Lefnei Avoz Lefnei Tanagol Lefnei Yonah Hadiseos. But you are allowed to put it down in front of ducks or chickens or the bird or the yonim. My time, why is it mutter for those? Lav mishum dahani, the ducks and the chickens, so they're always local, they're not going anywhere. Mizonos alecha, and you have to feed them. Dahani, but the bees and the yone shovach are in mizonos alecha. Says the Gemara, this rejects the proof. According to what you're saying, Mayer, Yamaya, why does the Tanakhama say water? Even wheat and barley you're not allowed to place in front of them because you don't have to feed them. Elashani Maya Dishriche Ba'agma. Water is different because it's always there. So you have no proof from the Isser of Mizonos. Maybe it's really mutter, but nevertheless, you can't place water in front of them because water is always readily available. Darash Rabbi Yonah Pischa de Bein Nasir. Rabbi Yonah gave the following drasha on the entrance to the house of the Bein Nasir. Once we're on the subject of Baalei Chayim, Ma'adichsiv Yodei Atzadik Din Dalim. Yodei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bakelav Shem Zanosim Watim. God knows the dog doesn't get so much food. Lefikach Shach Los Merv Toshi Yom. So the dog doesn't have to eat for 3 days after he eats, because the food stays in its stomach. This non, like we learned in the Mishnah, Kama tishach losa b'meyav v'yehei tamei. If you eat food that was tamei, so Kama tishach losa b'meyav v'yehei tamei b'kelev shlosh yameis leis. If food is inside of a dog for 3 days, it will no longer contract tumma. Uva ofos of a dogim kadesha tipo la'avra v'tisarif, a much shorter amount of time. Do we assume that the stuff inside them is tumma? Amar Rav Hamnuna, says Rav Hamnuna, Shma mina orach ara l'mishta umtza l'kalba. It makes sense to feed the dog a bone. The kama, how much? Amar Rav Mari, mashach udne, the amount of the size of its ear, v'chutra abasrei. And then give it a smack so it doesn't stick with you, it doesn't come back for more food. Ahani mili b'dabra, that's with a wild dog. Avo b'masa, but in the city that really has an owner, lo, you don't have to give the dog anything, because he's going to come to count on you for his food. Let him go back to his own master. Amar Rav Papa, less to Anya Mikalba, no one is more poor than a dog, v'less to Asir Mechazir, no one's more rich than a pig that can eat anything anywhere. Tani Kavasin to Rav Yehuda, we want to bring a proof to Rav Yehuda about Hamra and Halata. Tanya Kavas to Rav Yehuda, Ezu Yamrav is Halata. What's Hamra? What's Halata? Hamra is Marbitzo Pokes Espia. You clean it up and you you force the animal so you force the animal to sit down and you open its mouth and you put the and you put something that an animal can't close its mouth, you force it. And you feed it these like hops and water at one time. Halata is ma'achila me'umad u'mashke me'umad v'nosten kashin b'fnei atzman u'mayim b'fnei atzman. So he disagrees. He says that yeah, so this is a brayso in support of Rav Yehuda that hamra is that you you cause the animal to sit down, you open its mouth, and you put the food in there. Machil kashinu ma'im basachas. You put the hops and the water at one time, and the water brings the hops into the animal against its will. Halata. It's ma'achila me'umad u'mashke me'umad. You feed it while it's standing and you give it drink while it's standing. V'nosten kashin v'fnei atzman u'mayim v'fnei atzman. And you give the hops and the water separately. You don't put them all in together. That might be a problem of lush. While we're on this subject, I was going to talk about what kind of putting water into what mixtures is forbidden on Shabbos because of lush. The Gemara says, "Mahalkatin l'tanagolim." You're allowed to force food into the chickens, and you're allowed to place water into the hops, but no, I have a little govlin. So what? How do we understand this? I'm Rabbi. I'm Risa Kamei Damar. I said this in front of Rebbe Mastisin Mani, who's the author of the Mishnah that said that you're allowed to pour water in. V'amali, Rabbi answered me, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he desanya, Echad nosin es hakemach, v'echad nosin es socha mayim, ha'achon chayiv. If one guy gives water, he's chayiv for lush, divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda, omer, enu chayiv ad shi'i gabel. You have to actually mix it in, but just pouring water in is not a problem. So that's, you see, his sheet is. Says Gemara, no, it's not a proof. Del ma'akan lo ka'amar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, ha'asam, maybe over there, that giving the water is not lisha. Ella, kemach de bar gibulu, that's talking about flour that's kneadable. Avol morsan de la bar gibulu, but morsan, the chaff made into a loaf, even if you knead it from today till tomorrow, it's never going to become a loaf. I feel we use Rehuda mode, therefore even Rehuda admits that just pouring some water alone would violate the isser of lush. So says the Gemara. No, lo sakadati, you can't reject it that way. Sanya behedya, we learned in the Braisa explicitly, ain't nos the maim lomorsan devei Rebbe. Rebbe says you're not allowed to pour water into Rebbe Yossi Yehuda, or nos the maim lomorsan. So clearly our mission is Rebbe Yossi Yehuda. Okay, I am going to stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful week. Daf Yomi Yomar morning 7:15.